Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my dear Hua, we honor you. We give you all the glory and all of the praise. We humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves before you, and we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we glorify your name, Almighty Yahuwah. Oh, mighty Yahuwah. Father, Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all the praise, giving you all the thanks, giving you all the glory. Almighty God, we glorify you on tonight. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, knowing that you alone are God. There is none like you in the heavens, none like you in the earth, and we glorify your name even right now. We honor you and we give you the praise. We honor you and we give you the glory. We honor you as we come into your presence even right now. Oh, we honor you, oh God. We honor you. We honor you. We give you glory, Almighty Savior. We give you glory, Almighty Savior. We glorify your name, oh mighty God. We give you honor and we give you praise as we humble ourselves before your throne. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we break off all retaliation and every counterattack, every payback spirit and all backlash, even as we come into your presence on tonight, giving you all the glory and the praise and remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Shabbat shalom to all those that are listening. Pray along, pray along, pray along. Amen. Let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt us in due time. For some of us, it's not the time for exaltation. It's the time for humility. It's time for us to fall on our faces before the mighty God. And so we humble ourselves before you, Father God. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves, Father. Your word says it's better to fall on the rock than have the rock to fall on us. So we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves because we do not want to fall into the hands of the living God. So we humble ourselves before you, oh God. And we give you all of the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor, Father God. In the name of Yeshua, move, oh God, even in every particle of the atmosphere, Father. Sanctify the environment. Sanctify this room, this studio. Sanctify this broadcast, Father God, that your spirit might reach, oh God, the hearts, the minds, the souls, the intellect. Oh, God of your people on tonight, Father God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Lord, you are mighty above all. You are mighty above all. You are true above all. You are gracious and you are faithful. There is no failure in you. We worship you, Almighty Yah. Almighty God, we give you all the glory and all of the praise. It is you, oh God, and you alone that receives the glory. We thank you, Father, for every gift and talent, but we recognize, oh God, that every gift, every talent, and every ability, every anointing, oh God, it came from you. Gifts of prophecy, those gifts of laying on of hands, those are gifts of the Spirit. They don't belong to us personally. They are given for our use for the sake of the kingdom, and we recognize the glory belongs to you. So we are not lifting ourselves. We're humbling ourselves before you, oh God. We're humbling ourselves before the mighty God, before the throne of the great I am. We humble ourselves.
We humble ourselves before Yeshua, the one who came down through 40 and two generations. Amen. And he became pastor. Oh, my God. He became the passion. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among men and had like passions just as we do. And yet he was without sin. Father, we give you the glory for your son. We give you the glory because you are our great shepherd. And just like David says, the Lord is our shepherd. Yahuwah is our shepherd. We shall not want. Before we even have a need, you have already provided. And we glorify your name tonight. We honor you. We humble ourselves before you. We come before you in humility, recognizing we don't have all the answers, recognizing that our sight is limited unless you allow us to see. And with our natural sight, we can barely see what's happening in the moment that we're in, Father. But if you allow us, we'll be able to see the vastness of your spirit. So we humble ourselves before you, oh God, because we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. There is nothing that we don't need you for. So we humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves before you, Father. And we come out of agreement with every wickedness. We come out of agreement with selfishness and self-righteousness. There is no good thing in our flesh. No good thing. We come out of agreement with self-righteousness. We come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy. We come out of agreement with perversion and with fornications and adultery. We come out of agreement with theft and robbery. We come out of agreement with lying and backbiting. We come out of agreement with disrespect and dishonor. We come out of agreement tonight with the works of darkness, the works of evil, oh God, that has come against your body. We come out of agreement tonight and stand before you humbly, oh God. We come out of agreement, oh God, even with the arguments in our mind, with the vain imaginations of the enemy, you told us to cast them down violently. So we cast down the works of evil even right now in the name of Yeshua, that we might pick up the sword of the Spirit, oh God, and cut down every evil that tries to come against us and even our families. Father, even as we pray, I cover our bloodline. I would cover our children and our grandchildren, that as we come against this evil of this age, Father, they are covered, they are protected, and they are preserved by your Spirit. And Father, I lift the hands of every leader on tonight. Every leader, Father, that's discouraged because they are holding up, oh God, they're holding up lives before you. They're holding up the people before you, and the people, oh God, are not listening. They're moving backwards instead of forward. So leaders are feeling the weight of pulling people along. They're feeling the weight of the burdens of the soul. And it feels like they're not moving, but they are moving. The people are not. So I'm praying, Father, for the people. Oh, God, we come out of agreement with stubbornness and hard-heartedness. Father, you said that you would make this people's heart a heart of flesh before you. So we pray and we decree and declare even right now that those that hearts are hard, those that are procrastinating, those, oh God, that seem stubborn in their ways, Father, that you would loose them from the spirit of the enemy even right now. We come against them. We break off the spirit of hardness, the spirit of hard-heartedness and hard-headedness. We break it off right now and we loose, oh my God, we loose the spirit. We loose, Lord God, your Holy Spirit, your life-sustaining power, that their hearts become a heart of flesh before you even right now, Father. in the name of Yeshua, in this time of shifting, in this time where you're bringing us closer to you. We don't want to miss the next move. We don't want to miss the next shift. We don't want to miss the next word that you're speaking. Father, open our eyes. Open our spirit to you. Open us, Father. Open us wide to your spirit. Father, we make ourselves vulnerable. Oh, God, because you know what's best for each and every one of us. Father, we give you the reins. We give you the control on tonight. So many of us trying to hold back some of the control because we feel like if we can maintain some control, we can keep our lives from spiraling. But we can't. We cannot. We need you for that. You are our Savior. We can't save ourselves from the conditions that face us. We can't save our relationships. We can't save our children. We can't save our jobs. We can't save our nation. We can't save the earth. You, oh God, are the Savior. And so we come to you saying, Father, save us in the name of Yeshua. Save us. Save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves. We have become our worst enemies. Save us from ourselves on tonight. Save us, oh God, save us from ourselves and give us your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your counsel, oh God, and your might. But the words that come out of our mouths are seasoned with your grace. That the words that come out of our mouth speak life and not death. That the words that come out of our mouth are words that worship and words that are pleasing, oh God, to you. Father, save us tonight. Save us. Your word lets us know that you are our help. And Isaiah tells us that you will help us. You will help us. And so we come. And so we come. Not just looking for your hand, oh God, but looking, oh God, to get closer to your heart. Because we need you in the everyday, even when we don't have a need, when all of our needs are supplied. Father, we need a closeness to you. A closeness to you that we don't even have with another person. We need to be one with your spirit. Father, that's my prayer tonight. That you make us one with your spirit, Father. That we lose ourselves in your glory. That we lose ourselves in your majesty. That we lose ourselves, oh God, in all that you are, that we lose ourselves. Oh, God, that we become unrecognizable to the rest of the world. That's my prayer tonight. That we become unrecognizable to the rest of the world because we're becoming more like you. I don't even want to recognize myself next month. The way that I stand even on today, I don't want to recognize her. I want to be more like you, Father, with such an intimate relationship with you. You said, oh God, if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. So, Father, make us unrecognizable in the spirit. Oh, Lord, let people see us and have to do a double take. Because we are becoming more and more like you. Our spirit is being transformed even right now into more of your likeness that can be seen and that is manifested on the outside. Oh, God, such a transformation is taking place even right now. Be transformed in the name of Yeshua. Be transformed. Transformed in the name of Yeshua. Be transformed right now in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, yeah. We come before you even now. oh God, and we push back the darkness and every objection of the kingdom of darkness. We push past the adversary's objection to come into your face tonight, to come into your throne. Oh God, that you might transform us into your very likeness. Oh God, that you might change us and cause every gift that was dormant, oh God, to be activated. Oh God, that cause every talent that was pushed back onto the back burner, oh God, to come forward into the forefront, and every person that's been hiding in the caves to come out. Father, propel them out, oh God, out of the caves even now, and catapult us in the spirit. Catapult us to our next, oh God. Catapult us even right now, that your will be done in each and every one of us. Oh God, that we be that you called us to be from the very beginning. Out of our mother's womb, you called us. And many of us don't even know who we are yet, because we're in a state of becoming. We glorify your name for the becoming even right now, Father. And we thank you for your mercy and your grace that has kept us. Oh my. Many of us have been saved from death one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, because of the call, because of the mandate, because of the mantle that are upon our lives. And so we become everything you called us to be even right now. Oh, Father, we bring under your authority, Lord God, our children and our grandchildren and those that don't yet know you. Father, move in the midst of them right now. In the name of Yeshua, open their eyes that they see and their ears that they hear. Father, we cover our children even as they go back to school, as those, as our young adults are going into the colleges, as they enter this different world with different cultures intermeshed all in one place, Father, as they see things that are confusing to their eyes and even to their ears, and as they listen to the philosophies that are coming forth through leaders, through teachers that are standing in the forefront. Father, give them discernment of that is good and that is evil, because there will be times evil will be standing right in front of them and they will have to confront that evil. Father, give them the arraignment of a warrior, even in their youth, that they be able to stand against the tricks, against the snares of the enemy. Put a word in their mouth that they'll speak wisdom even to the ones that are without, even the ones that are their teachers. Let their words be seasoned with grace so that the teachers have an aha moment rather than bucking up against even the words that they speak. Cause them, Lord God, to bring evil into their ears, to be speechless because of the words that you'll put in their mouth in that very hour. Oh God, cover, Lord God, our children that are going into the schoolhouse, those that are being confronted, Lord God, about with philosophies, vain traditions, and things that the culture is now accepting that are ungodly and unholy and unauthorized by your spirit. Oh God, cause those things to roll off our children's back and not, oh God, to cling on to it. Father, we're setting up our children even right now in prayer. We're proactively praying, Father, that you cover them completely from the inside out, that they not receive in their spirit the lie. But let truth cling to them like a garment, and let truth stay, oh God. And even if their parents are unable to show them who they are, send laborers, Father, among our children so that they know that you are God and there is no other, so that they know who they are, who you have called them to be, so that there be none that's discouraged by the words of those that are discouraged themselves. Father, speak. I speak life into our children. I speak life into our young people. Preserve and protect them even right now. I cover them right now with the power of the Holy Ghost. Cover them now, oh God, against the evil that is in the earth with its mouth wide open to swallow them alive. They will not be swallowed in the name of Yeshua, but they will swim against the current. They will swim against the current, and they will battle like a well-armored warrior, even in their youth, in the name of Yeshua. We bless your name, Almighty God, and we give you glory. We give you all the praise and all of the honor because you are present. You are here. None of us have been forgotten. David said, I once was young and now I'm old. And never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So we're not forsaken. We have not been forgotten. That's a lie from the enemy to discourage. But the power and the presence of Yeshua is here to encourage us, to uplift us, to correct us, to admonish us. Amen. To make us whole and entire. Oh, Father, I recognize sometimes we have to hear hard words about ourselves, and it shakes us. And sometimes it makes us cry, and it might even make us withdraw in the moment. But, Father, we know when you speak words of correction to us, it is because you love us with them, with an everlasting love, a love that has no borders, no boundaries, no conditions, and no limits. You love us better than our mothers and our fathers. You love us better than even our very best friends. You love us greater. You love us more. You love us better than them all. So when we are corrected, it is because love visited us. So, Father, we glorify you for correction. We glorify you tonight for correction. We glorify you tonight for correction. And we thank you, Father, for setting us on the correct path again. Oh, God, align us and realign us. Reposition us and reposition us. Set us in the place you would have us to be, oh, God. And we will be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of Yeshua, because our labor is never in vain. Never. Even when it seems like nobody's listening, it's not in vain. Amen. He is always, you are always doing something in us, and somebody's always watching. Somebody's always listening. Oh, God, so help us to put one foot in front of the other. Help us to move according to your spirit. Oh, God, activate every aspect of your spirit in us. Activate the spirit of knowledge and wisdom. Activate the spirit of counsel and might. Activate the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Activate, oh, God, every spirit, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Activate those spirits in us, Father, that we have nothing lacking. And may the fruit of the Spirit come forth in each and every one of us. May we bear much fruit, oh God. And yes, we'll have to be pruned because pruning is necessary in order to bear fruit. So we thank you for the pruning, and we thank you for the fruit. We thank you that you've never left us nor forsaken us, and we thank you for what you're doing in the earth. That though we're in the midst of the last days, and though evil is raging and it has intensified, oh my God, and things that never happened before are happening now, that we're watching the weather do strange things, and though there are strange things even floating in the air, and those that are able to see can actually see the particles. We're hearing things we've never heard, and we're seeing things and visions and dreams that we've never seen. But, Father, you have the answers, and you're showing us things so that we will survive the days to come. We thank you, Father, even for that. Open the ears, the eyes of your people, oh God, that they hear the warnings of the prophets, that they hear the warnings coming forth from your rhema words, your living voice. You're speaking, and you're speaking loudly. Oh, Father, give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Awaken the sleeping giants in this hour, that none be asleep on their post. Oh, God, stir the intercessors, that they be praying in every region, oh, God, and taking, oh, command and control of the spirits in that region, Father, and even causing things that you have warned about, oh, God, to be stopped because of their prayer. Father, in the name of Yeshua, move even now in the midst of us and show us your will. Show us your way, because we know your will shall be done. And our prayer is that you have your way. Oh, holy God, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, holy in all of your ways. Holy is your will. And we bow ourselves to your will on tonight, that your will be done in each and every one of us. Heal bodies on tonight. Move, oh God, obstacles on tonight. Let your healing virtue flow through every cell, every organ, and the bodies of those that are listening and those that shall listen, even in the archives. Be healed in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we will forever give you the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. We thank you even now for what you are doing. We thank you, Father, as you're taking us up, as we're moving in the flow of your spirit, as we're moving, oh God, into your stream, as we're moving, Father, into your will and in your way, as you're taking us places that we've never seen and never heard the sounds in that place, as you're moving us along, Father, we glorify you. We honor you. And we give you all the praise in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.